Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Chris V, who was on my other show a few years back, he'll be in the house to talk about his music and his label, Blue Pie. Right now on the line, I do believe, well, I'm not even going to say his name. It's 914 Z-Talk, baby.
Hey, this is LC. Taz, thank you for having me, man.
What's up, LC? I knew it was you, dog, but I wanted you to say your name, LC, two letters.
And LC, for anyone that doesn't know it, it stands for Lyrically Conscious. And let me first say, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. With the way the world is and the way that the music business fits into the world, it's hard for artists to get exposure. And that's, besides money, which is, if you're a real artist, money shouldn't be your primary motive. Getting your music out and just being heard. So I always appreciate
right.
the opportunity, especially what you're doing with independent artists. So thanks.
Well, no problem, man, no problem. Like I said, I went to your MySpace joint, and I was slamming my head. I was like, whoa, this cat is jamming in here for real. So what got you started doing music? I know there's a lot of influence up there in New York, but what actually got you into doing this?
Well, to be honest, I was an athlete growing up, so I played sports. I played basketball, I played baseball, and I listened to music. And hip-hop music maybe blends in with basketball and with football, not as much with baseball, but it was always a part of my life. Listening to music, pop music, rock, hip-hop, all kinds of music. I wasn't one-dimensional. I liked all kinds of music. My mother was into oldies and old R&B. She was into show music, Broadway. So I was pretty well-rounded as far as what my influences are. She listened to a lot of Sam Cooke. So, I was influenced by Sam Cooke, Stevie Wonder, even Billy Joel and music like that. And at the age of probably 14, I started to dabble in just writing to myself. It wasn't, no one really knew. They just knew me as a baseball player, right? And
right.
It was something I did. I just started to write and kept it to myself till I was probably about 18, 19 years old before I really started to let people know that I'm a writer, and I started to, get the courage to start to perform for people.
Okay, so you started very young performing up there in New York.
Yeah, probably my first time ever on a stage in New York was probably about 16, at an open mic down in Manhattan, New York City. And it's funny, no one's really asked me about those days or getting started as an artist, but it's amazing to think. You have to at some point step up and not be afraid of getting on stage. And I can remember that first show I did down in Manhattan, how nervous I was, and I probably could hardly
right.
be heard by the audience. But that's how you have to take the step and make the jump and get over the fear of being performing in front of people.
But once you got that over, it was contagious, wasn't it?
It wasn't contagious right away, but eventually it became that. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The more confident you are in your material and in yourself, then you enjoy it, and it is a thrill to be out in front of people and to do well, to perform well.
Now, you sent me two MP3s, and first of all, I want to play is "Reason to Believe." What's behind
Reason
that?
"Reason to Believe" is the deep behind that's a very serious song, and it's very deep and important to me. It's out of respect to our soldiers, any of our soldiers. It's very general. It's not specifically relating to any aspect of the war, but just in general, all our soldiers in Iraq and the Middle East over the past 10, 20 years. What happened was I worked at a company during the time that I was performing and rapping. I was still trying to make a living like everyone else. And a woman that I worked with, her son came into my office one day, and he was back from, I think it was Afghanistan. And I got to meet him, shook his hand, said, appreciate what you're doing out there. And 3 weeks later, he died. We found news that he died. He was only about 19. He reminded me a lot of myself, when I was that age. And I dedicated this song to him. So in the beginning, you might hear me say, dedicated to Michael Arciola. That was his name. And the song's about our soldiers and about what they're doing and sacrificing themselves. That's pretty much the basis of the song.
Reason to Believe.
The track is produced by 88 Keys, by the way. It's a fantastic track.
Down here in the A.
Exactly.
Reason
88
to Believe.
He produced a song with, there's a one going on right now, Lil Wayne and Lloyd. It's called Girls Around the World. And so
right.
He's the same producer of this track.
Okay, then. We're going to play it right now, man.
All right. Appreciate it.
This song is dedicated to all of our U.S. soldiers that have sacrificed their lives for our country. A special dedication to one soldier I had a chance to meet, Michael Arciola. Rest in peace.
Look around and really tell me what you see. The world is filled with endless promises and broken dreams. Everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for a reason to believe. Look around and really tell me what you see. The world is filled with endless promises and broken dreams. Everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for a reason to believe.
The year is 2005, keep your spirits alive. We have some soldiers in Iraq to keep the payment in mind. So listen, we have some soldiers in the Middle East defending freedom. While others went about the business like it wasn't needed. And whether or not you disagree, you feel the same. The bottom line is that the spirits will go on forever. How they gave their life for what it is, we do remember. For all the people that prayed until the final seconds. For all the women and children who lost the father's presence. We hold a moment of silence, remember 9/11. For all the soldiers in heaven, the highest praise is given. For all the soldiers at Walter Reed, the God you're living. I promise that your work was needed and appreciated. If I could spare a dollar, holler at me, what can I do? To show my gratitude for what you did and pulling us through. The saddest thing is that nobody really understands.
Look around and really tell me what you see. The world is filled with endless promises and broken dreams. Everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for a reason to believe. Look around and really tell me what you see. The world is filled with endless promises and broken dreams. Everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for a reason to believe.
Marching to the beat with no relief or reservation. This world has put us strong to compromise your expectation. CNN, Fox News, any given station. Wars publicized in every state and every nation. Confrontation is taking center stage of conversation. Quick to politic about the hatred that we're facing. Elevation to take your mind to higher places. That's just what we need to stay away from all the hatred. Different faces,
different faces, different faces.
The Middle East, they got a problem with the word peace. Why can't we love each other, learn to live and let it be? See people crying, people dying, what religion should be the one to blame for how we live in contradiction? I got a recipe for unity, more like a remedy, a natural energy to keep you living pleasantly. Put my life in God's hands, hope that you remember me. Yeah, yeah, hope that you remember me. For me.
Look around and really tell me what you see. The world is filled with endless promises and broken dreams. Everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for a reason to believe. Look around and really tell me what you see. The world is filled with endless promises and broken dreams. Everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for, everybody's looking for a reason to believe.
Now people barely breathing, dodging and weaving like the last Mohegan. Trying to figure out what life's about without a rhyme or reason. Non-believers
struggle to strive alive to die the season while you're sleeping. Wishing that pain will leave, enjoy the weekend, pleasure seeking. If we could take a second into stress and politicians, make it a point to be in all our business. How we living depends on what you watch on television. That's the question, how much is real and what's a false impression? So what's the deal with all the global warming? And can you feel the heat of center stage? We living in the world of USA. You're praying nice so it will be okay. So what's the deal with all the people dying? And can you feel the pain is front page? We living in the world of USA.
Yo, this is Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to ATAZP live on blogtalkradio.com.
LC in the house, lyrically conscious, reason to believe. I like that. I hadn't listened to any of the songs when you sent them to me. Usually I peep through and kind of scan them just to listen. I just wanted to listen to it fresh right here. So, how was it when you wrote that song? I mean, it's just something you felt you had to do.
The track usually drives the subject matter. I mean, for me at least, it does. Some artists will write their material and then try to find some music to go with it. But
right.
I think nothing for me is more appropriate than hearing a piece of music and vibing with it and then figuring out what you're gonna write to it. So something about that track, you know, 88 Keys produced such a hot track with that one. It had a very sentimental sound to it. Had a real deep, you know, sound to it also. And that's just what I came up with. To me it was a great subject matter for that track. And you know, it's fairly unheard. I mean, it's cool that you're hearing it for the first time. You know, without me having to explain it before you really heard it much. But, yeah, it's fairly unheard, that track. And I can't wait to get that out to our soldiers at different bases and let them hear it and let them vibe to it, because I'm sure they would appreciate it.
Right. That's good. That's that is lyrically conscious right there, for real.
I appreciate that. When you
do your music, before you hooked up with 88 Keys, were you making the beats as well, or you had other people that was making your beats?
Yeah, you know, I never got too heavy into production. I've had my input on production, but I always stuck more to what I knew. I mean, something I'd like to get into more down the road, because as an artist, if you don't produce, it could be frustrating because you're a little bit one-dimensional and you're limited, because you might want it a different way. You might hear a track and say, I'd rather have it more this way, and if you don't produce, you're kind of stuck with it, you know, the way it is. So recently I've been more involved in the creative process, working with someone like 88 Keys. I could offer my opinion, like, you to change this, change that. But in the past, no, I've always been a writer. That's more what I never really played an instrument. I would describe myself as a writer and a lyricist, and of all kinds of music, not just hip hop. But never got into production. It's something I'd like to explore more down the road, for sure.
And I see you was you did the hook in there too, didn't you?
Yeah, the hook's on me. Most of my songs,
you were singing, baby.
Somebody else. I was kind of singing. Yeah, singing enough.
Yeah. So, you ever thought about singing some actual,
well,
you know, verses?
Depends how much time we have, but and how much of a comedy show you want in there, because there's some funny stories. I had a guy. You know, it's funny when you come up in this business and at the amateur level, you know, there's a lot of snakes, there's a lot of bad people, there's a lot of good people with good intentions, right? So the
right.
Bad people are bad. You know, they have bad intentions. They're going to try to just take your money. And there's some good people out there that have great intentions, but they don't really know what they're doing. And
right.
I got hooked up with a guy that wanted to manage me. This is about 5 years ago. And he heard me rap, and he liked the talent involved, but he wasn't a rap guy. He was more into old soul singers like Teddy Pendergrass and these guys. And he wanted to make me the white Teddy Pendergrass, right?
Right.
And he started to make me a singer, and the music, I won't play it for you guys because it was kind of comical, but singing for me something I think I don't know if I have what it takes to compete as a singer. Maybe one day, maybe in a different kind of music, not with R&B, maybe with soft rock or something like that. But you know, the extent of, and that track is maybe the extent of my kind of singing. I'm not going to really sing with the full range and with that much confidence. But yeah, if you call that, I don't even call that singing on that hook, but if you call it singing, that's pretty cool that you even think of it as singing. I guess it is in a way.
And you recently got married, did you not?
Yeah, I was married July 4th of this year.
Congratulations, man. One day before my birthday. Congratulations.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, July 5th is my birthday. So congratulations.
Birthday. Thank you very much.
And not only is it lyrically conscious, but you're living coolly now. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my wife has been very instrumental in my music career. I mean, I've been very fortunate to have somebody that we've been dating for years, and most wives or most girlfriends or fiancés, you know, just generally wouldn't be too supportive of their fiancé exploring a rap career, right? I mean, it's not something that too many women would be supportive of. It's just the truth of the matter. And she's been very supportive, and not only that, but when about 2-3 years ago, I needed some background vocals for some tracks, and I started to explore with her. I mean, I heard her sing in the car just to herself, and I knew she was holding back a little bit. Make a long story short, got her in the studio. She started singing hooks for me, and she's got a great voice, and she's on some of my tracks. So if
That's
I might
cool.
play some other songs, she's actually singing the hook. It's my wife on that, Catherine.
That's cool, because I use my wife on a couple of my tracks as well. She doesn't sing as much, but I got a couple of series of CDs where I'm president of the United States. This is before Obama. And
okay.
She acts like she's a news reporter, and she sounds like she's a news reporter. And so I gave her a fake character name, and she plays the role quite well.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what you have right at home sometimes, you know, what kind of talent you have right around you, you'd never even know.
Right. So this Give a Little Pleasing, what's this song about?
Give a Little Pleasing is a real laid-back track. It's actually, I would describe it as a West Coast track. I was digging through a lot of 88 Keys' catalog of tracks, which he's got so many good tracks, hundreds and thousands of them probably, but I was looking for more of a West Coast party track, and to me that's what it was. And the whole idea of this track is just give a little please. And life could be stressful at times. We're all out chasing a dollar. Everyone's trying to pay their bills, and it's not too much depth to this track. It's just I'm just saying what I'm saying about life, what I'm dealing with, me trying to make it as a rapper. And then the hook, I have a guy by the name of Wallace Gary, very good lounge singer down in Manhattan. He's I met him at some shows down in the city at some soul shows. He was a singer, great live singer. And he's
right.
actually sang backup for Joe, Boyz II Men, Maxwell, a lot of big artists he sang backup for. And, you know, we collaborated on the track. I asked him if he would be down to sing the hook for me. And he bring a different flavor on the hook, a real singer, not me singing the hook, but a real singer on the hook.
Give a Little Pleasing by LC.
Yeah. It's party time. 88 Keys, LC, and Wallace Gary, feel it, yo, give a little pleasing, baby, give a little pleasing, yeah, yo, yo, I'll be the one and only rapper rapping on a West Coast track, down to bring the East back, here to bring the East back, rapper that can switch hats, make you wanna get whack, rap to make you switch track, yes, I'm about to get that, down, I'm holding down, away and I find it, I repeat it, gotta speak it to achieve it, gotta feel it in your breathing, gotta see. Feel a reason, no complaining, no competing, just appreciate the pleasing. It's party time, raise your hands in the sky. We gon' live it up, give it up, keep it alive. We gon' sip it up, live it up, give it a try. Life is a bitch, you can't deny the truth is a rise. The limit, the sky, the line, I just live to give by. Have a good time, trying to enlighten my mind. The rhythm divine, take it to a level incline. Never resign, weather too much rust for the shine. Come on, come on. Time, measured and eyed, always got my mind on a prize, climbing the strive to be another star in the sky. Little did I know that I'd rather get by, live to get high, laugh a little, passing the time, down for what's mine, and I'm gonna follow the sign. But if I could have a second to unwind and ease the stress, and I'm confessing that I'm testing limits higher than the heavens. My complexion raised a question as to what are my intentions. I mention that I'm pressing up the one you're not expecting. It's the rapper with the message, here to put out a record. Nod your head if you get it, lyrics never pathetic. Hope you're ready with affection, no second guessing, obsessing. We're here to live out of stress and battle through imperfection.
Yo, Wallace, why don't you?
Take it to the hook,
yeah, we got it on the hook, so ride on, yeah, we keep it till the beat stops beating, yeah, we're living like the makes sense. Gotta live in peace, take it easy, work to pay the rent. Living to cash a check, dollars better than cents. Money, power, respect, getting out of the debt. Living, learning, accept, crash and burn and regret. Take a second, a step, how the body forget. Anything in your head, this record waking the dead. My music plainly said, no doubt I frown or regret. Hit 'em with a little high, with a little low. Hit 'em with a little fly when you're getting bold. Else you're gonna make you nod your head slow. Let your body just let get let go. Never sweat a contest, yep, yes, throw. To the right and to the left, let your rep go. Lift the track to make your neck grip, twist back. Bounce your head and let your mind free.
LC, you put that one down too, baby. I like that song right there. You there, LC? Hello? LC, one more game.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, okay. We
I'm
must have lost
here.
Contact for a minute. I didn't hear you.
Sorry about that.
I'm feeling that, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I never thought too much of that track. It was just a fun track, but I got a lot of good feedback on that one. Some people, it's their favorite track of mine. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like that. Dude sound real good on it. Did you write his hook, or they came up with that, or he came up with that himself?
No, I did write that hook. I wrote the hook, and pretty much he did a great job with that. I picked up Wallace. He lives down in the Bronx, very close to Yankee Stadium. I picked him up. The studio was out in Jersey. And matter of fact, he was supposed to do his homework and study it. He didn't study it too much. He pretty much learned the hook on the ride to the studio and just briefed it a little bit in the studio. He's very professional, and he put it down. So, yeah, he did that with very little rehearsal. He just took my hook and made it his own a little bit.
I want you to give your information for the people so they can buy your CD, hit you up on the website and see you and, you know, find out any future projects that you got going on.
Definitely. Right now I have nothing for sale. I have a demo and projects I'm working on. My agenda has gone back and forth a few times. Offered a couple production deals and there's a lot of bad people out there. A lot of phony production companies out there. A lot of scam artists trying to take your money. So I've been very cautious of moving forward with certain things. I was of course over the last 2 years trying to go after a major deal like a lot of artists are to get a budget and to get a real chance at getting some major radio play. But just haven't found the right resources yet, and time is always an issue. So as of right now, the only real chance for people to hear my music, unfortunately, would be here on my MySpace site. They could hear some snippets of songs. I promise for people that I do appreciate my music, I'm going to do some more in the next year to make it available, and some of the projects I'm working on, which I will put in the mail to you. Hopefully I'll have them on sale, at least on cdbaby.com and some other sites where they can at least buy a copy of my promos.
Well, that's good, man. What is the MySpace site again so people can hit you up?
Definitely. The MySpace site is myspace.com/listen2LC. So it's myspace.com/listen2LC. And the best way to, if you ever forget, just if you know that my name stands for Lyrically Conscious, just do a Google search and you'll see my MySpace site pops up. So do a Google search for Lyrically Conscious. And you'll see my MySpace site right at the top there and some other videos and different things of mine.
Well, I want to thank you, LC, for coming on the show and, staying in contact with me. And believe me, we'll be talking behind the scenes. And,
Absolutely.
If I think you might like a beat that I got, I'll send it to you so you can put some of your blessings on there, man, because I like the way you rap for real. And I'm glad I ran into your MySpace and hit you up. So we're friends for life with the number 4 right in the middle.
Definitely.
For
real. Thanks for having me on the show. I sincerely appreciate it. I'm definitely going to tune into the rest. I'm going to definitely go online and listen to the rest of the show. And I definitely will be in touch. So thanks so much again. Appreciate it.
Okay, then. Thank you, LC.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Lyrically Conscious was in the house, y'all. This is ATACP. I'm waiting on Chris V to call me. So right now, I'm sitting by myself, man. So I'm going to look on my switchboard and see what I can play. I might have to pump up another Love Brothers thing because I got to promote that Love Brothers All of You CD. But I'm looking for something different here. I still got some of the songs from last week's, what was it, No Spins 7 that we did last week. And I'm thinking that I'm not going to play that because I need to play something that I've done. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play Miss V, and we're trying to wait on Chris V. I got to give him like about 5 more minutes. Told him 9:30, and it's 9:25 at the most. So this is You Can Be Miss V of ATAZP.
Thank you. Hey, this is Deborah Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz production, online radio show.
The only
AC,
the AC, the Edmund Man of the TAZA show.
What's up, man?
What's going on, baby?
What's up? Say hello to my man Chris V on the other line, AC.
Chris V, what's going on, baby?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing this evening?
Hey, bro, it's a beautiful thing, man. Life is beautiful, man. It's a beautiful thing, baby. Hey, and you
Chris,
got to enjoy it.
Chris, I want to get into your many connections. I mean, I looked on your MySpace. I was like, man, I don't know where to start with this dude. Now, let's start with the military. And matter of fact, you are from Ohio, am I right?
Well, yeah, I'm from Ohio originally.
Yeah, yeah, we from like almost the same area. I'm from Steubenville. I think you
oh,
like
man,
down
y'all used to beat us in football like it was ugly.
I knew we talked about, you know, the home front for a minute.
Steubenville's crazy. I don't think anybody down here even was nobody in Steubenville in football.
No, no, not for real, because they for real, man.
Yeah.
You heard that, AC, you heard that now.
Yeah, they're the ones that are number one in the country. I know that. They're tough. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, now, but, excuse me, that's easy. I apologize. So what did he say again about
Sylvia? He said the football team, baby. There, nobody don't want the football team because they won the state championship a few years in a row. I mean, a few years in a row. And they had them on TV on a national – it was a national campaign where they were showing the toughest high schools around the United States. And during one of the Monday night football games, they had them on as a commercial. So I was tripping when I seen the big red horse and all that. So I was tripping. But enough of that. We're talking about Chris V tonight. When you were in the military, that's when you started thinking about doing this music thing, man?
Well, actually, I was doing music in high school. I was one of the only people in my high school doing music at all. I was DJing, actually did all the talent shows and stuff in my area. And not to mention, you know, riding on the bus during basketball games, I was really the entertainment. So it really started in high school when I got the bug to start performing.
Oh, okay, cool. And Chris V got so many people that he has been connected with. One particular story that I want you to talk about is when you was getting ready to sign with Eazy-E and Ruthless Records.
Oh, well, that's a sad story, sad enough to say.
Right.
A manager at the time who wrote for Rap Masters and Word Up Magazine, now I don't know how many of your listeners how their age, but see, back in the day, you could look inside of the cassette tapes or in magazines, and a lot of the people had their phone numbers listed right then in the information, and you could call and get to know these people. So I ended up talking to a writer from Rap Masters and Word Up Magazine and sent her some information and a demo, and she fell in love, and she started managing me. Long story short, she's the one that got me an interview over the phone with Eazy-E. And I had to battle another white kid by the name of Nonfiction. I don't know if y'all remember him. He used to be part of the camp, and I destroyed him over the phone. It was just kind of wild. That's how they did stuff back in the day. And Eazy was really feeling me. They sent me to Rochester, New York. I was in the studio across the street from where Devontae had his studio the R&B group Jodeci, and they were actually up there at the time with Missy Elliott was there, Genuine was there, a few other people that kind of in the basement, same as me, underground, no one ever heard of them before. They had me in the studio doing some stuff, and unfortunately, while I was in Rochester doing music for Eazy-E, he passed away, and I kind of got stranded up in Rochester, New York. And if you're from New York, Rochester ain't nothing but parole city. Like, all the cats that get let out on parole then aren't allowed to go back to New York City are stuck in Rochester. So it's kind of a cutthroat, ruthless town. But I made a lot of friends and connections up there. I actually, this is one thing I don't have in my bio, but I used to carry records for Green Lantern before he really blew up. And we was just doing college gigs together up there because he's from Rochester and up in that area as well. So it was a lot of weird connections and a lot of weird associations. I mean, I went out before and danced with Missy and all them. I mean, you know, you see them around, and at the time, you no one knew they were going to become the people they are today. But, you know, we were all sort of in this little clique in Rochester because there wasn't a lot to do outside of going to one or two nightclubs to go dance. So that's kind of in a nutshell that whole experience.
Talking, the song that – now, I ain't played any of the songs that you sent me because I wanted to be surprised when I played on the show and listen to it fresh. Describe Talking. Is it a beat or are you putting lyrics on this one?
That's me on the lyrics. That's straight me on the lyrics.
Okay.
I actually heard the beat, and to this day, I don't even know why I found it. Somebody sent it to me. I have a lot of fans on MySpace, so I'm always getting stuff sent to me. I couldn't tell you where half of it comes from. Sometimes people do remixes, or I've even had somebody do a video to one of my songs and send it to me. That particular beat somebody sent me, they didn't leave any kind of information. You know, people are bad about that, too. They won't forward any of their information. And then the song wound up on my computer, and then I just happened to hear it one day, and everything came to me, and I laid it down, and that was that.
Here we go, Talking by Chris V on ATAZP Live, baby.
Yeah, come on.
Make music from the soul. Well, all you really do is chase the platinum and gold. And even though you made this life so cold, I'ma keep going till the story gets told. And I'ma keep rhyming till I'm gray and old. To every single body function, lose control. And make it with Alzheimer's across the flow. Get on the stage, say you want some more. Man, this is hip hop here. The DJ let it drop, yeah. This is the sound that trees make when they drop here. A tree falls in Brooklyn and one in Cali. And we still walking through the valley of death. And we keep crying till we lose our breath. While you keep shooting till there's none of us left. Come on.
Know my life. Come on, man, what you talk about? Trying to tell me I don't belong in here.
Tell me now what you talk about.
Always thinking that you're right. Come on, man, what you talk about? Well, I am the one holding this mic in here.
You don't know what you're talking about. Now, this might not come off as some big, huge surprise, but you never claimed your pen has ever penned lies. And there's no goddamn way ever live that lie. No one in here believes you, so why do you still try?
Still trying to convince us that you own that chain, when the truth is you don't even own your name.
And the truth is it costs a whole lot for fame. They ruthless, you gotta know to play the game.
Keep up with the Carters and Joneses. All of these clones make me feel like we gone it. The way that we rock on a Saturday night here, maybe the feeling that hip hop's right here.
So throw your hands in the air, can't you feel it in your chest? Let the music ease your pain and stress. Relax, let your mind get the rest. From the boogie down Bronx to the wild, wild west. Come on.
Just think you know my life. Come on, man, what you talk about? Trying to tell me I don't belong in here.
Tell me now what you talk about.
Always thinking that you're right. Come on, man, what you talk about? Well, I am the one holding this mic in here.
You don't know what you talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris V.
Hey, yo. Soulful Playground. That's where I'm from. Peace.
I like that, Chris V. We getting ready to drill you, though, on this Blue Pie label that you got going on. My man, G. Wright, who's a gospel singer on the R&B tip, almost getting ready to be on the funk tip after he do these beats by me. He's got some questions for you. He's on the line. G. Wright, meet
what's
Chris
up, what's
B.
up, what's up? What's up, Chris B?
What's up? I'm chilling. How are you?
Well, doing well, man. Let me tell you this. I'm excited, ready to sign with y'all. I'm just trying to see what's going on.
Oh, man, everything is going good. Beautiful, actually. I got no complaints.
Cool,
so,
cool.
So explain the blue pod to us, Chris V, and what it's all about so the other people know what's going on.
Well, in a nutshell, I'll give you some of the backstory so you can see how I got there, and then it'll help you get a better understanding of what Blue Pie is and what it's going to become. Basically, Blue Pie is a distribution company focusing primarily on digital distribution. Their corporate office, and they started out of Australia. They've been around as a company for probably about 15 years online, going on 10 years now, one of the older digital distribution companies around. They have probably the strongest overseas market base as far as retail and licensing opportunities of any digital distributor, to the point that companies that are pretty well known like TuneCore, Orchid, a lot of those companies have exclusive licensing deals with us to get their music over into our other markets. They approached me several years ago as a recording artist to release products on their through their digital distribution system. And at the time, I was in transition from wanting to be in front of the spotlight to more so behind it, or behind the camera, as they say. So I started doing more music production, doing a lot of music production for television shows, things of that nature. I just enjoy being behind the scenes and helping other people get developed and helping other people get put on. So it only made sense for me to kind of take the position when they sort of offered it to me to be an A&R here in the U.S. They didn't have any footprint in the U.S. or any exposure other than the fact that they had a lot of retail stores who did carry the product, of course, like the iTunes, Amazon, Starbucks.com, Walmart.com. They've had deals with Verizon, Vcast, and all the major cell phone companies. So I've watched them grow from probably like 100 retail stores to close to, I don't know, 400 or 500 or even more retail stores alone, not including all of their telecommunications deal they have. And, of course, they're one of the only digital distributors that can get an artist a commercial deal or a video game deal or something with television or film, which makes
right.
them pretty unique. And they do a lot of charity work, too. So, you know, I definitely jumped on board. I got a partner, a friend of mine here in Atlanta named Jason Rome, is a pretty well-known gospel R&B producer. And we became reps, and man, it's been blowing up. We've been signing up labels, artists. They have a great program. Unlike CD Baby and a lot of these places, the way that a lot of those companies make money, and don't get it wrong, I'm not speaking bad about them, because the service they're providing is great if an artist can take advantage of it. They're giving you a chance to be visible to a crowd and be able to have your music to be purchased. Now, on the flip side, they all charge money up front because they're under the assumption that this artist probably ain't going to sell but 4 or 5 CDs to his few cousins. So let me get my money up front from the artist. They're out to make money from the artist. And, you know,
yes.
it's bad enough that you got companies out here taking advantage of artists the way they do. And you got to come out the gate doing that. So Blue Pie is one of the only digital distributors online that does not have any kind of upfront initiation, group membership, startup fee, anything like that. It's straight up distribution where there's a percentage, either 60-40, 70-30, and they even negotiate contracts. If you can come to the table and say, hey, I was out before, because we've got several major artists that we're dealing with, everybody from Special Ed to Don Robinson of In Vogue to Wise Intelligent of Poor Just Teachers, a lot of them are able to negotiate bigger contracts. So it's a straight up distribution deal, and you know, the more you bring to the table, obviously the better you get. The some of the cool things they offer outside of just distribution and putting you in the store is the fact that they do have online radio. They've run, I think,
three or four radio stations now. They got a partnership with 365 Live that runs 24 hours a day, a traditional radio format. Their artists allowed to get free radio play. They let them do their own shows. They let them do a lot of different things. And like I said, all the licensing opportunities, newsletters, things like that. So it's pretty unique, and I'm really glad to actually represent the company as a rep in A&R form. And of course, me and my partner have also started a label that we're going to be releasing some of our older material, some beat stuff. You know, just any kind of release you can think of. I'm gonna be putting some stuff out there, and can't wait to see what it does in Japanese markets and Belgium and some of them countries that you'd never imagine having your music over there to be sold. So,
let me ask a question: Do you guys have great ringtones and things like that?
Oh yeah. Like I said, they basically what they'll do is they give you a booklet, or it's digital anyway. It'll kind of tell you how to format all your music. You'll have to send it to them in different formats, broken down in segments, some of them are 30-second, 15-second clips. And based on all that stuff that you provide the distributor, then they turn around and give that to the different retailers or the different cell phone companies or ringtone companies. Everything from Jamster that you guys see actively advertised on TV down to, like I said, Verizon VCast, Savitel, which is probably the number one telecommunication cell phone company in Japan. We have the exclusive deal with them. We provide all their digital content. So stuff like that, we do a lot. And they just convert it to whatever form that it needs. I mean, we're even doing music formats that in the U.S. we don't use yet, like MP4s. Is not used a lot in the U.S., and OD2, which is used a lot overseas, because they're a little bit more ahead technologically than we are at the moment. So we're still dealing with MP3s. But they show you how to set up everything, send them in the correct format, and then from there they'll, you know, set it up the way it needs to be set up for each retailer.
Right. So if we just wanted to sign up and who do we contact? Do we get in contact with you?
It's a simple process. You contact myself. If you go to soulfulplayground.com, there's some links on there, obviously, to get in contact with me, plus several links that you can even look and see the entire retailer list and some other information. But just send me a message either on MySpace or click my email on there and send me a message. And I'll send you out a brochure basically on how the distribution system works and exactly what all is involved even beyond just distribution. And then once you kind of – and most people do always hit you back after that. I send either – depending on how you want to be set up, we can set you up as a label or as an artist. So if you're a label, all labels start out as 70-30 splits. All artists start out as 60-40 splits. Obviously, the 60 is in favor of the artist and 70 in favor of the label. That way, the label has a little more leverage to pay their artists out. That's why they get a little bit bigger split to start with.
Right.
Okay. Because both of us, is and I both have.
G-Right, you breaking up. Do it again, baby.
I'm sorry. I said T-A-Z and I both have labels. I was saying that. Can you hear me?
No, you still did it again. One more again.
I said TAZ and I both have our own labels.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, that's simple. I can easily set you up as labels through Blue Pie. You're able to as a label or an artist. It's pretty much the same either way. The only thing that changes really is the splits and the responsibility level. As a label, obviously, we're responsible to pay all your artists and handle all your internal finances yourself between you and the artist. We just deal strictly with the label. I'm losing my train of thought here. You're able to release everything from a single to an EP to an entire, you know, CD release, enhanced CDs. Or enhanced audio releases and you know, double. I mean, you can do whatever you want. Whatever you can dream of, we can put it out, basically.
So is it better, more beneficial to come out as a label if you are a label?
Well, no, I wouldn't say it's more beneficial. I mean, obviously, a label is getting a higher split, but like I said, that's only because the label has to split the money then again with the artist. So, you know, if the label also is the artist in that sense, yes, you're going to make a little bit more money, but not necessarily as an artist. That depends on the contract between the label and the artist, how that would work out. It might be more beneficial for just a solo artist to sign directly with their own distribution deal. I mean, it really depends. But then sometimes having that label support and a few extra staff members, it's worth that few extra percentage points so you can get the extra push you need. Because, you know, one thing you got to know about any distribution deal, this includes Blue Pie, CD Baby, anybody you go to, it's distribution. Their job is to put your CD in a store or put your product on a digital retailer or make it available as a ringtone. They're not going to promote you. It's rare, and Blue Pie is one of those companies, it is rare, that does any kind of promotion whatsoever on their artist. Usually they put it up, and it's up to the artist or the label to do the promotion. Not CD Baby, but Blue Pie has, like I said, between the radio and several other things, you know, it's still up to the artist or the label to put in the work. Because, I mean, you could do your own radio show on one of our radio stations, but then, you know, how many people are actually going to go through the effort to do that and take advantage of it? It's free, but a lot of people, believe it or not, just don't take the advantage of those resources. So, you know, it's a lot of work.
Chris V, we already got radio show, so you know.
I hear that.
Don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
G Wright's got a radio show on here on Blog Talk as well as you're on my show, so you see, we would take advantage of all that.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, listen. We would definitely do that.
Oh, definitely. But like I said, I will be shooting you a note on your MySpace, and also, I'm glad you explained it out to us. I'm down. I've been looking for something like this for a minute anyway. So we.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down too.
And you enjoy having the fact that, like I said, the greatest thing I like about them is they're working backwards in. Like most of the companies you're dealing with are working from the U.S. market out. That means they're going to have a hard time unless they got the finances behind them to really build the relationships with a lot of those overseas retailers and overseas companies that you need them to have a strong foundation with if you want to break into that market. They started out in Australia. They already own the Asian market, the Australian, New Zealand market. They own a lot of the African countries and a lot of the European market. Man, they've had that sewn up for years. They even have artists. And imagine this, you know, you don't really hear about CD Baby artists charting on Billboard. It just doesn't really happen. But over there, it's not unusual to see on the Australian record reports and their charts to see a Blue Pie artist or one of these digital artists actually charting high up in the charts, because they got some groups out there that have been doing it a while, and they like the percentage they're getting with Blue Pie, and they're just sticking with it. So hopefully, you know, in the next few years, you might even see on some of our charts and Billboard, all of a sudden you start to see some of these digital artists that have focused primarily on that to really make an impact. Because you still get your sound scans, you still get all those BDS. Everything is still the same. I mean, nothing really changes just because it's on the Internet. If you know those systems, then you know all the reporting is still the same.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you came on, Chris V. We got one more minute, and we usually run over anyway like I normally do. I want to play one more song. That World Famous, now, is that lyrics or is that a beat?
No, that's just the rest of them are just instrumentals that I made.
Okay.
That you know, just stuff that I put together on my production side. I've got music that I produced. It's been, you know, with artists like Little John, Bone Crusher, a lot of underground old school artists, and also on MTV, VH1, the Yankees Entertainment Sport Network, Oprah, all them shows. So that's something I'm pretty proud of, is the production.
You know, there was a song called World Famous by the Malcolm McClure and the Supreme Team back in the day, too.
Oh, okay.
I got the record. I just thought I'd throw that in. It's World Famous by Chris V. I want to thank Chris V for coming in, explaining Blue Power. I want to thank G. Wright for coming in. I also want to thank AC, the Black Ed McMahon, for coming in. We're going to end this with World Famous, and Chris V will be in contact with you, baby.
Yeah, right, thanks, Chris.
Hey, no doubt. It was good meeting everybody, and good talking to you again, Taz.
All right, baby.
Thomas Edison, Winston Churchill. How can they pick men like that to head the list?
Who's your choice?
I'm thinking of a man whose glorious romantic voice has thrilled millions. A man whose charm and talent are world famous. World famous. Only one man should top this list. Only one man.
Your choice.